when you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. Here for you every single day of the week, every hour of the day. On the line with me right now, very happy to have him on the show, 2015 defensive tackle prospect, looked at around the country by schools. He has his top two. We'll talk about that and so much more. Jamal Milan on the show with me right now. Jamal, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine, sir.
And Jamal, first and foremost with you, when it comes to this whole recruiting process and everything that's going on, I mean, you're a high school kid, you're used to going out and playing football. How have you kind of handled the recruiting process?
At first, when it first began, it was kind of hard. But further down the timeline, it became more easier because I started paying attention, I started opening myself up to each colleges. And it just became so easy now. Well, I wouldn't say too easy, but it's easy now.
When you look at this whole process and you got it down to two, how difficult was it for you to get down to two schools?
Oh, man. from my first offer till yesterday, it was so hard because it's just all the schools that offered me, I love all of them. But I'm just trying to find one that's for me, not for nobody else. So it came down to the top two, which is Illinois and Syracuse, that I feel like I fell in love with. And it's been a long road, but I finally came up with my two.
When you got to these two, I want to start with Illinois. They were the first to offer you. What have you liked the most about Illinois as far as their football program specifically?
You said what I like most about University of Illinois?
Yeah, as far as their football program.
For me, I like almost everything. They're hardworking. They're 100% every down, every play, nonstop. I like the aggressive. It's just like when I went down there, I felt like I was on the team because that's something that my team be doing. We be going 100% every down, nonstop. And I just felt like If I can do that in high school, it's going to be harder in college. But I feel like if I can start now in high school and then go to college with the same attitude, I feel like it'll fit me real good. That's why, you know.
Now, with Illinois, you obviously are playing football in Chicago, Illinois. It's not that far for you to get to the University of Illinois. But you've been to see them three separate times. Is it because they're so close that it was easy to go more than you went to any other school, or did you go there three times for another reason? What kind of made you keep going back to the University of Illinois?
Me going back to the University of Illinois three times, I would say it has somewhat to do with transportation, but then it's just like it's my hometown school, so I feel like why not go visit my hometown school, you know, like, I don't feel like traveling everywhere else without going to my hometown school at least one or two times. And I feel like with University of Illinois being my hometown school, I feel like I would have to pay respect to go visit them.
When you've been on campus, you talk about how the team seems very similar to your team in high school at Al Rabi. What can you say with more of the team itself, what you've taken away from your relationship with some of the players? I mean, what can you say about some of the bonds that maybe you've built so far with players from the University of Illinois?
I currently built a bond with Jalen Dunlap. He reminds me of myself, coming from the area of Chicago, trying to make it big. So with him saying he wants to stay in his hometown, it's just like in the back of my head, I was thinking about staying in my hometown too. Not saying I will, but not saying, you know, I won't. But with Jalen Dunlap, he's a very cool person. He reminds me of one of my former players that I know of that I'm so close with. And me just going down there three times, I feel like we friends, you know, like it's a bond built already.
When I was little, the other kids were always like this. But I was always more like this.
Say ah.
My whole life, I loved taking care of people. All I wanted to do was be a nurse. But then when I went to the hospital to try to get a job, all I heard was this.
No training, no job.
I knew I was a boring caretaker, but what could I do without an education and training? Then I found Job Corps. It's for people between the ages of 16 and 24 to help you get career skills and an education. I had some bad breaks and dropped out of high school, but Job Corps didn't care. They helped me finish high school while I trained in an awesome health occupations program. Job Corps also gave me a place to stay and fed me while I finished my training. Now I've got my dream job at a clinic. They started me at $13 an hour. And now, guess what? I'm enrolled in a nursing program at a local college. I'm going to be a nurse. Before, my life was like this. Now my career has new life.
Job Corps has announced priority enrollment for female students. Orientations are held weekly in their downtown admissions office. For more information, call 315-478-5529. That's 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Gentlemen, let me speak to you for a second. This is Dan Tatora of Dan Tatora Broadcast Media. When it comes to an event where we're getting ready and we want to look good, we always hear about the girl's dress. What's she wearing to the wedding? What's she wearing for prom? And don't get me wrong, women are meant to feel beautiful every day of the year, at all times. But we should feel good too. It shouldn't just be that we pick up any old black tux and go on with our lives. Giovanni's Menswear gives you the opportunity to truly feel good in your tuxedo, to feel like a man in your tuxedo. 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York. I went to Giovanni's when I was planning my wedding. I went in and I saw John and I said, "Hey John, out of the three tuxes that are here, I think I want that one." He said, "I don't think that's the best one, but try it on." He gave me the opportunity to make my own decision. He didn't demand that I choose what he said was right. He just gave his opinion. He said, "I don't think that'll be the best one. I think this one will be the one that you'll like." And John was right. The tux that I tried on, the first one that I tried on, was the choice that John had. The one that I tried on, that I thought would be the one for me, I was completely wrong. John knows his stuff. But he doesn't know it in such a way that he doesn't allow you to truly experience it for yourself, to decide what is best for you. We've all been to different places, gentlemen. We all know that you go into certain places and the customer service isn't there. Well, John has a family-oriented business. Giovanni's Menswear gives you that feel that you're going into someone's house and trying on clothes. You're comfortable. You're relaxed. You're never rushed. And you could find what fits you best. And I thank Giovanni's for helping not only myself, but all of my groomsmen to feel well and be fit well for my wedding that I truly will never do again. That memory is with Giovanni's. Make your memory with Giovanni's as well. 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York. If you want to call for an appointment, you can call 315-455-8729. That's 315-455-8729. If your event is out of state, if the wedding's out of state, or if you have groomsmen coming in from out of state, it's no problem. My groomsmen were from Vermont, Massachusetts, Florida, and Pennsylvania, and we all went to Giovanni's and found exactly what made us all look good standing up there on the altar. Giovanni's, 315-455-8729. And you can get to them on 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York. Gentlemen, it's our day too. 315-455-8729. Call Giovanni's. When it comes to finding a vehicle, listen, I understand. It's not the easiest thing to do. You want to make sure that you can trust the people that you're buying from or leasing from. You want to make sure that they actually care about you as more than just a customer. You want to know if you bring your car back there that it'll be serviced well, that these are people that you can come back and see again and feel comfortable with, feel safe with, and you want to feel safe in the car you're driving. Well, that's why I go to Honda City. Honda City is the place for me. Why? Because I like the Honda product, and I like the way that I'm treated at Honda City specifically. Honda City at 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool, New York, has given me an opportunity to go into the next step of my life, leasing my own vehicle, to go out on the road and know that that vehicle and I have a connection, that that's mine. And I get the opportunity to pick my color, pick the type of car that I like to drive from Honda, and know the history of Honda that I've had, that cars last a long time, that these are cars you can put miles on as long as you treat that car well, that this is a car that looks good, feels good, gives me an opportunity to really take a hold of the road and feel comfortable. It's a family vehicle. It's a one-on-one, take-a-trip vehicle. It's a vehicle that you can sit in and feel good in because you know the history of Honda has been strong when it comes to safety, when it comes to price, and when it comes to Honda City. There is no better place for me to go, and that's why I personally chose Honda City. 315-451-6750 is the number to call to set up an appointment or to ask questions about what's available. 315-451-6750. Honda City on 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool, New York, offers you an opportunity for a new car or a used car. If you're buying or you're leasing, do it from someone you can trust. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool, New York.
When you're on campus, you know, at the University of Illinois, you said you felt like the team already. What type of things have you been able to do? What have they shown you? What have you kind of been able to do well at the University of Illinois?
I went to one of their meetings with the D-line coach, and he was explaining stuff that, not saying that I knew off the top, but I feel like I can learn quick. And, you know, like me going to college and picking up something would help me in the long run. So I feel like when I went there and I was talking to the D-line coach, it helped me pretty much a lot.
Now, I want to go to your relationship with Mike Bellamy and, you know, with him being your recruiting coach, what you can say about your relationship with him, what you've taken away from him so far at the University of Illinois.
With the relationship with Mike Bellamy, I picked up a lot of confidence. With him, he's a coach with a whole bunch of swagger. Like everything he do got to be with swag and confidence. So I feel like my last 3 years is going up there really taught me how to be more confident in myself and just go out there and get it and just have fun. You know, like, he a coach that wouldn't stop, you know. So with him being my recruiting coach, I'm very blessed to have him as a recruiting coach.
Then on the other side of it, your second school, Jamal, is Syracuse, which is obviously on the East Coast, a little bit farther away from you than your hometown school. What has put Syracuse in your top two?
I would say just the thought of playing for Syracuse, you know, that's the ACC big conference with the Florida State, and, you know, it's just like when you go to a Syracuse and you see how it looks, you will want to be there, you know, like you wouldn't just want to go there and just say, I don't want to be there. But when you see everything around there, you will want to be there. Like, you know, like, it's just, it, with me, it's a connection. Because when I went to Syracuse, it felt like another home. It may be farther away, but it felt like home, you know.
What was it about Syracuse that made it feel like home to you when you were there?
I would say, it's a few Chicago kids that came from a Chicago area high school and went to Syracuse. So, you know, when I made it there, the coaches had sent me down with a lot of Chicago area kids, and some I knew, some I didn't know. But at the end of that day, I, you know, it just felt like since they're from Chicago, I'm from Chicago, the bond was perfect, you know.
When you look at that bond, who are some of the Chicago guys that they sat you down with?
I know one. I think I know one. His name is Kalen, the tight end for Syracuse, Kendall Moore.
Okay, so what can you say about your relationship with Kendall?
With him, he's more laid back, you know. So I walk up to him. You wouldn't expect him to be so nice, you know, careful. But with him, he's more laid back, more friendly than others that I've seen. And he, like, when I met him, he just opened himself up.
When he opened up, what did he say to you about why he chose to leave Chicago and go to Syracuse?
With him, he was basically saying that just going to Syracuse, a 13-hour away from Chicago, doesn't mean you're far from home. He was basically telling me that he still have connections to go back home with his train ticket that's overnight. So he was saying, me going to Syracuse don't make a difference for me staying in a hometown. It's just one night over trip that won't even take that long. So he was basically saying, just as easy it is to get to Syracuse, it's easy going back home.
And when you think about that and you take that bond with Kendall, something that he said to you, you know, it's just as easy to come here as it is to go back. How did that leave you? You know, when you heard him say that, how did you respond to something like that?
The way I responded, I was actually shocked because I didn't know personally that it's a train that can take you from New York to Chicago just overnight. I didn't think that happened. And when I heard that, it shocked me a lot.
So with that connection, knowing that it's not too far away, just that train ride away, while you were on campus, while you were, you know, around players and whatnot, what else did you take away from Syracuse University that really meant something to you?
I would say the history of Syracuse, the championships, history of D linemen that made it to the league from that school. Like, for one, I know one named Dwight Freeney, one of the top defensive linemen in the NFL right now, still playing and still currently visits Syracuse over the summers.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At dreisigapparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at dreisigapparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
We all want to go to a great restaurant, a restaurant that gives you good food, good service for a good price. Well, how about having a great atmosphere? Any single day of the year, Boreo's Restaurant on Oneida Lake, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York, gives you the opportunity to truly feel like you're on vacation out somewhere. So if you're from Central New York or upstate New York, it looks like you've taken a trip and transformed yourself into another area. Or, if you're coming into town, it gives you the opportunity to truly get a feel for something special that you may not expect from upstate New York. Boreo's Restaurant, truly a different experience when it comes to being on the water in the spring, summer, and into the fall, as well as in the winter, where you can look out as the snow falls on an ice-covered Oneida Lake. Truly a beautiful experience. They have banquet halls that are open throughout the week for anniversaries, bridal showers, as well as birthday parties, and pretty much whatever event you have going on, to call Boreo's and ask them about those banquet halls. And you could give them a call at 315-699-2249. That's 315-699-2249. On top of that, once a month, I, Dan Satora, will be out with Syracuse Orange men's basketball assistant coach Adrian Autry, as we have our live show broadcasted solely from Boreo's Restaurant on 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York, where we get to talk with you, the fans, about Syracuse basketball and so much more. Also, once a month, Rob Drummond and I, Rob Drummond of the NFL, CFL, and Syracuse Orange, part of the last undefeated Syracuse Orange football team, we're also out there talking not only about his history, football, but also about raps, something he's created to help athletes grow and people in general grow to their highest potential. Rob Drummond and I will be out at Boreo's every single month as well. Make sure you check wakeupcalldt.com on the homepage to find out what dates you'll be able to come out and see Rob Drummond and Adrian Autry at Boreo's Restaurant. Exclusive live shows for you, the fans. Rob Drummond to talk football, Adrian Autry to talk basketball, and me, Dan Satora, to talk with you fans about everything around sports in the community. Only at 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York, Boreo's Restaurant. More than just a great experience for dining. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. The universal language of a fan is clapping your hands. No matter what culture you're from, where in the country you're from, where internationally you're from, or what language you speak, we all show that we love our teams by clapping our hands. FanHands.com enhances that, gives you an opportunity to clap even louder. It's a beautiful experience to be at a game. It's an even more memorable experience to be at a game wearing fan hands. FanHands.com, 11 different colors, always in stock. Find your favorite team's colors and get your fan hands at FanHands.com. FanHands.com. Start wearing your fan hands and start clapping today louder than you did yesterday. Because when it comes to your team, there is no bigger sign of affection and appreciation than showing your support. True fans show their support with fan hands. FanHands.com. FanHands.com. The only place to get the ultimate sports fan accessory.
When you see that Syracuse not only has helped guys get to the NFL but stay in the NFL, and they come back and they visit and, you know, pay some homage to Syracuse itself, what does that mean to you, that Syracuse has been able to help get guys into the NFL and that those guys still stay connected to Syracuse?
With me seeing that they send guys to the NFL, it really make me a little bit happy, because if I was to decide to go to Syracuse, no doubt I'm gonna put in the work. I'm gonna go 100%, and just knowing going 100% and better and going hard can make you go to the NFL. Just like it makes it so much like funner, because just to know that you probably a few steps away from going to the NFL, it builds confidence.
When you look at you know, building confidence, you've had the opportunity to talk with the staff, you know, to hear what they have to say about you. And your recruiting coach, DeAndre Smith, who's the running backs coach but oversees your area, what can you say about your relationship with DeAndre?
With him, with Coach Smith, he's a small, funny guy, you know. I met him when he came to my school one day, didn't quite know who he was. Just came in, just was talking to me, and I'm like, who's this guy? But for me, seeing him and seeing like he's cool, you know, like just having a conversation with him, it didn't feel like he was a coach. It felt like he was a student or a player, you know. So having that feeling, knowing that he's gonna be hard on you nonstop, you know, but still knowing that he's a cool guy, like close like a friend, it helps a lot.
When you say that he wasn't like a coach, he was more like, you know, a student or a player, what is it about his personality that makes you say that you have such a comfort level with him?
Like, again, I say confidence, because he came in not really knowing who I am, but, you know, seeing what I can do. When he came in, he just knew me over Jamal Milan from Arabia High School playing football. He didn't quite know me. And for him to come in all, you know, confident, getting to know me slowly and better, it just showed that he did care about the kid coming to play football, but also cared about who he is.
And then one of the other coaches that you've gotten to build a relationship with as well at Syracuse is Tim Doust, the defensive line coach who would be your coach if you chose to go there. What can you say about your relationship with Tim so far?
One word, honest.
When you say one word, honest, what makes you say that? You know, how do you define that with Tim?
With him, he's straightforward. Like, he's straightforward, not trying to go around what he's saying. He just said, if it's mean in a way, it's actually not mean. That's just how he is, you know. You know, with him, that's why I say honest. You know, he won't go around what he's saying or a question he's asking. He just gonna go straight forward with it.
How do you like that style? That he's honest, straightforward, he doesn't beat around the bush, he just tells you how he feels, what he's thinking. How do you respond to something like that?
With that, I would say I wouldn't want to be like around a person that would lie to me. You know, I want the truth. The truth may hurt, but it may help me. Well, it is going to help me, you know, because if you get the honest truth from one person and you get a lie from somebody else, you won't want the lie. You will want the honest truth, you know, and who knows what the truth may be. It can probably help you in the long run just by listening to it and reacting to it in a good way.
When he gives you the truth and he doesn't lie to you, he doesn't beat around the bush, what has he said to you about how you fit into Syracuse if you were to go there?
He's saying that with me probably going to Syracuse, I would help a lot. Well, not a lot, but I would help enough. Like, you know, with I think his current D lineman is leaving, he said he would like me, or like a guy like me, to come to the program to piggyback up. You know, like it's always good to bring in somebody that's probably just the same as your other D linemen or better. And he was saying that he feel like I can come in and be a big part to the program.
So you look at that, you look at Illinois. Obviously, the big question is, how do you separate these schools right now? I mean, how difficult is it for you to think about Illinois and Syracuse?
To me, the big separation is what everybody else thinks is transportation. Me knowing that it's an overnight trip from New York to Chicago. It still bothered me a little bit, but not that much. Just knowing that I can make it overnight helps a lot. But from me in Chicago going to Urbana-Champaign to the University of Illinois, it only takes 1 hour and 45 minutes. I would say that's the big difference between them two, you know, but not much of a difference.
When you look at an 1 hour and 45 minute drive and an overnight train ride, when you sit down and you finally make this decision, is Syracuse in a bad way because they're farther away? Or, you know, how does Syracuse kind of stand with you knowing that they're a little bit farther?
I wouldn't say they're in a bad way. I would just say just a transportation problem. I wouldn't say it in a bad way as if, you know, me going to Syracuse wouldn't help me. But, you know, you got to think about the transportation, because me growing up in a house with just one mama and two sisters, who knows what can happen. I may have to come back home real quick, or, you know, it may take longer. So I wouldn't say a bad way, but it would be somewhat in a good way.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, Carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Hey, are you between the ages of 16 and 24? Do you ever have the feeling that your life is amounting to nothing? I mean nothing. No job, no education, no prospects, no hope. Well, you ought to think about Job Corps. Job Corps is a program that will give you an education and training and a skill so you can get a career and feel excellent. Excellent about yourself, so you can start earning money. Job Corps also gives you a place to live and food while you're studying. Don't think you can afford it? Well, Job Corps costs you nothing. A program to help people just like you. Learn auto, healthcare, computer tech, you name it. So don't just sit there.
Call 315-478-5529 now. Orientations are held weekly at their downtown admissions office. Call now, 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
We're all creative. It's part of humanity. It's who we are. Dreisig Apparel allows us to take our ideas and bring them to life for our businesses, for our families, for our events. Dreisig Apparel, DreisigApparel.com. Whether you're looking for robes, t-shirts, polo shirts, pants, whatever it may be, when you want to put your logo on something, when you want to put a family's face on something, when you're doing a walk to support them, Dreisig Apparel allows you to customize what you need and gives you a staff that cares about the process, cares about the product, cares about the longevity of what you're getting from them. Dreisig Apparel truly cares about you and cares about what you're creating. Create with them today at dreisigapparel.com, DreisigApparel.com, and gear up with the real deal. If you're between the ages of 16 and 24, or you know someone who is, listen up. This is an opportunity for you to do better for yourself or to help someone in their lives to do better for themselves. Job Corps gives you an opportunity to learn the skills you need to find the jobs you want to be successful in this world. Your past mistakes are behind you. Your future accomplishments are with Job Corps. 315-478-5529. Call that number Monday through Friday during normal business hours, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Or you can go visit Job Corps at 250 Harrison Street in Syracuse, New York. It is number 300 in that building. 250 Harrison Street in Syracuse, New York. 300. It's on the third level of the 250 Harrison Street building in downtown Syracuse. Job Corps gives you an opportunity to get on the right path for you. No more excuses, only doing good things for you, for your family, for your future family. Job Corps. Call 315-478-5529. That's 315-478-5529. When it comes to stress, sometimes it's too much. It's too difficult. We feel like we're all alone. Well, I've been there. I'm Dan Tatora of Dan Tatora Broadcast Media. I've had stress, and I made a decision one day to speak with someone that I truly feel like would help, and that's Deborah Crossman. I gave her an opportunity to sit down with me and go through some stress exercises that she's learned. 315-247-9088 is the number for you to call to speak with Deborah Crossman and set up an appointment. Deborah did something called Faster EFT with me, where you work on your emotions. You work on bringing out what is stressing you out. And not only is it a technique that Deborah can sit down with you and you can learn from, but you can take it with you in every single day of your life. Deborah Crossman didn't just help me the day that I went to see her and work on my stress. She helped me and has helped me every single day of my life since then. Make the phone call now, 315-247-9088. Deborah Crossman, helping with stress, helping to guide, and helping you to focus on the most important person in your life, yourself.
So when you look at this and you bring up your family, your sisters, and your mom, do you feel that you could leave and go to Syracuse and be successful and sleep well at night? I mean, how does that kind of work into everything?
With me, my mama always told me to go chase my dream. So she was always saying, if it's close to home, that's fine. But if it's far away from home, that's even better. Because you may go to that school and you may have a thought about coming home. But then you got to think about how far away from it is. And, you know, and with my mama, she always said, when you leave, you can't come back. Not saying that I can't come back, but she said she wanted me to go chase my dream. So, you know, even if it's close or far, she still wanted me to come back. So with that being said, I would have to go chase my dream. And I feel like just because Syracuse is far away don't mean that I have to come back. It means that, you know, I want to chase my dream. So me being far away can help, you know, just as much as me being close to home.
So when you think about these two, and you know that you're going to chase your dream no matter what, and you think about transportation and you put all this together, does one of them lead the other one, or are they equal to each other right now as far as Illinois and Syracuse in your decision process?
To be honest, they're equal to me, because I haven't picked one over the other, you know, or I haven't put one down. So I would say they're equal.
What would it take for you? You know, everybody has a checklist. Everybody has certain things that they want from their college experience and things that are meaningful to you. What would it take for you to say yes to one of these two schools? What's it ultimately going to take from you to finally be able to separate the two of them?
See, that's something that I haven't sat down and thought of. I really don't know, to be honest.
But I know that you said, even though you don't know that at this point, I know that you said you still want to go up and see Syracuse again. When are you planning on making your decision? Is it going to be after your season is over? Because I know that that's, you know, when we had talked about that you said you wanted to go visit Syracuse. I mean, how does your timeline look for when you want to finally make this decision?
I would say after my visits. My visits can probably be during the season, mid of the season, or after the season. So it depends on when I have my visits, to be honest.
And who are you going to visit in this process?
I really haven't took no visits. They all been unofficial. So I heard you have 5 visits. My 5 visits would be Syracuse, Illinois, Iowa State, Indiana, and Minnesota.
I know you got your top 2. But you said Iowa State, Indiana, and Minnesota. Why choose those 3 schools to go visit as well?
because Iowa State and Minnesota, I really don't know nothing about it, so I wouldn't include them out of the subject. So I feel like why take somebody out of the subject when you can go visit them and see what they're about? So I put them to it now to just go see what they're about. Who knows? Maybe I may like them, maybe I won't. It'll be a good surprise to see what they have to offer me.
And then as far, you said that about Iowa State and Minnesota. What about Indiana?
I actually been in Indiana one time. I only seen a few of the things. I would like to see more to see what they offer me, just not a little bit. So I feel like with Indiana, I would want to go take a visit to Indiana.
Gear up with the real deal at Dry Sig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At drysigapparel.com, that's DREISSIG apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dry Sig Apparel. DREISSIG apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at drysigapparel.com. That's DREISSIG apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreisigLady.com, DREISSIG Lady.com, with the Bamboo Line Relax Fit Clothing as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing. DreisigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreisig Lady Apparel. DREISSIG Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreisigLady.com is the right fit for you. DREISSIG Lady.com. Carvel DeWitt on 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York, is the place to be when it comes to treating yourself to something truly special. It's not only Carvel's ice cream that keeps you coming back, it's the fact that Carvel DeWitt is the longest-standing Carvel franchise in America, 60 plus years of serving the Central New York community and all the guests that come into town. It's also the only place that you can get the Wake Up Call Sundae, which is chocolate or vanilla soft serve, topped off with cookie dough pieces, caramel, whipped cream, and a cherry. And if you're looking for the calorie conscious side of things, Carvel Light also comes in chocolate, vanilla, or a twist in soft serve, and you can get that with the Wake Up Call Sundae, ice cream cakes, as well as the flying saucers that Carvel DeWitt offers you. Carvel Light, offering you that awesome, phenomenal Carvel flavor with less calories per ounce. Make sure you get out to Carvel right now. Open every single day of the week, every day of the year. 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York.
So you're going to take all these visits, all five of them. Is there a chance you could fall in love with a school on a visit and be done? Or are you going to go throughout all five and then make a decision?
To be honest, I want to go throughout all five.
And what will it take to, you know, when you look at Illinois and Syracuse, I know you said they're your top two. We've talked about them a lot. For Iowa State, Minnesota, and Indiana, what would it take to get them into the top two? I mean, do you think that they could get up there, or are Syracuse and Illinois just so far ahead of them?
I really don't know. I hope to find out what it takes for them to get in the top two. You know, I wouldn't say that they couldn't. It would be hard, though, but who knows? They may surprise me with something that I may like.
And Jamal, before I let you go, we've talked so much about the schools that want you, but I want to talk about why. What do you believe you have as the best attributes for you on the football field as a defensive tackle? What can you give a team that you really think can help them?
I would say nonstop motor. That's my biggest attribute that I know of. And I love to be aggressive. So me come to a program, I think I can bring in a very aggressive, high motor onto the team.
And then on the other side of things, as far as what you want to work on, are there any areas that you really want to get better at specifically?
Yes, sir. I would like to say my speed and my hand quickness.
So that's on the field. Off the field, when you have Jamal Milan on your team and in your classroom and on your campus, what type of person in the community can a school expect from you once you make your decision?
That's easy. Funny, hardworking, caring, and always reliable. Me coming up, my mama said, education comes first, football comes second. So me growing up, I always been able to average an AB grade point average. So I feel like me going to college, no doubt, I won't be a problem student, but I will be a high performer in class.
And you can't ask for anything more than that. That is a huge part. It's what keeps you on the field. So, Jamal, I cannot thank you enough. I really appreciate taking this time with you and for everything that you've shared. I know that your journey is still continuing, and there's plenty more to come from it, so I'd love to have you back on the show and talk about it as it happens. But thank you for spending some time with me. I really do appreciate that.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank you for listening in on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and so much more. Become a member free right here on WakeUpCallDT.com on the top of the homepage, and keep up with me on Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. That's Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. And on Twitter, @CallDT, CallDT. That's CallDT. God bless, and I'll talk to you very soon.